You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show, and let's start the week with this banger, shall we?
You forgot whatever it was that
Well, you lot are trigger happy tonight. We've had a message from Paul saying, are you live? Yes, Paul, I am live. I know last week I completely missed the show, and I'll come on to that in a minute. But I apologise, but I am absolutely live in the studio. That's Paul from America. I have a message from Mark and also from Brian, both asking what the theme is. And we'll get onto that in a minute, guys. Come on, guys, hold your horses. I know we've only got an hour, but we've got to get onto it. Now, right up, bang up to date, I got this message from the Charlatans at 5:44 today. So that is 20 minutes ago. Their new album, We Are Love, is out on the 31st of October, 2025. You can listen to the new single now, and they are going live in December. They are 6th of December, Leeds, Stoke, Bath, London, Manchester, and finishing on the 12th of December in Glasgow. If you fancy catching a bit of the Charlatans, tickets go on sale Friday the 18th of July, and pre-order We Are Love for pre-sale access from the 15th of July. I'm sure Tim Burgess will thank me for all of that free publicity and for playing Just When You're Thinking Things Over.
See you soon.
Right, here we are, as requested by Mark and by Brian, today's theme, and it's a big one. Right, the theme today is, so last week you may have noticed that I wasn't at the show and it didn't happen. And part of that reason was because I ended up last week in hospital. It turns out that, don't know whether what's caused it, they're doing some tests, but I have what's known as atrial fibrillation or an irregular heartbeat, something like that. So they're doing some tests. I'll be all right, no problem. Just give me some blood thinners. We'll all be good. And so, but it got me thinking while I was laying in this ward with lots of people around me who weren't in that great shape. I got me thinking, what song would I play at my funeral? And it's a question that I've discussed before. I just never discussed it on air because I thought it was a bit of a morbid subject, but I'm going to go with it now. So what song would you play at your funeral? Now, some people at their funeral, they go, oh, it's got to be a celebration of life. I want something really upbeat, a little bit like McCormick and Butler or whatever, something like that. Really upbeat. Not me. I don't want that. I want people in floods of tears. I want everybody, literally, as they play this song, I want everybody to just burst out crying, go, oh, we miss him, we'll miss him already. Oh, so sad. That's what I want. I don't want anybody going, oh, let's celebrate his life. I want you all sad that I'm no longer with you. Now, what Britpop song would best suit for this? What's the one that's going to make everybody start crying? It can only be this one.
Oh,
Come on then, what songs will you have at your funeral? Now, I know this is morbid, so I'm going to try and lighten up the theme as well. I, at the weekend, bought a robot vacuum cleaner, and I can't decide what to call it. You've got to give it a cool name, haven't you? The best I can come up with at the moment is Obi-Wan Kenobi. So if you can come up with a better name whilst you're thinking of what song you want to play at your funeral, let me know. That's, you know, I feel like one balances out the other, doesn't it? Now, we've had a message from Sophie in the US of A, and she wants a song by Radiohead, and we're not going to go into whether Radiohead are Britpop or not, because they definitely are. And she wants the song Lucky by Radiohead, which we do have on the system, which is Lucky. Well, you've got two bits of homework tonight. You've got what song would you like played at your funeral and what should I call my robot vacuum cleaner? In the meantime, Bok has sent in an email saying he's going to get his request in before he even knows what the theme is. So he sent this in at 6:10. He said, can you play Cosmic Castaway? And I think we do need something upbeat after that last one by Radiohead. Great choice, Sophie. But I think we need to pull us all back up out of the ditch. Electricity have a new album out. Go check it out. That was Off It. Earn them 3p while you do it on Spotify. Right, what would you call a robot vacuum cleaner? And I've asked that question and on Twitter. Spencer J. Strangwood has said, sucker muck suck face. I'm not really sure that's what I was going for. But this one's brilliant because it's bang on topic for both of today's themes. It's Bitter Sweep Symphony. Great for a robot cleaner, but also Paul said that his song for his funeral would be Bitter Sweep Symphony. Guess what I'm going to play? Yeah, it's Bitter Sweep Symphony. Davo's back to tell us that on his funeral, he would go with Vapor Trail by Ride at his funeral. I hope someone's taking notes. First you look so strong, then you fade away. The sun will blind my eyes, I love you anyway. Thirsty for your smile, I watch you for a while. You are a vapor trail in a deep blue sky. Vapor Trail by Ride, which you will hear if you attend Dave O's funeral, which no doubt will be sometime next century, I'm sure. Right, we have there's a big old sort of solo tour coming up in September. It's Ben Otterwell from Gomez and James Walsh from Star Sailor. I've seen them both live individually. This promises to be a brilliant, brilliant gig. Ben Otterwell in particular does things with an acoustic guitar that I've never seen people do before. And I'm not talking in any sort of only fans way, although I am a fan. So from September, 3rd of September, Southampton, 4th, Birmingham, then Tenbury Wells, don't know where that is, Pontardawe, I don't know where that is either. It's an arts centre. I'm going to guess somewhere in Wales. Chester, I've heard of that. And Preston, 3rd to the 9th September. Ben Ottewell and James Walsh, both worth seeing on their own. Seeing them together can't be missed. Let's have a bit of both.
You can write your tunes with rhythm and blues as your alibi. You can sell your soul and lay the blame all on the passers-by. You shake your body on the TV screen. It seems to me you try anything twice. And swing it out and use it as your aphrodisiac. Can give it to me, plain to see that I'll give it your back. You let it flow, let it go, there's nothing to it anyone can try anything twice. Try anything twice.
taking you back to the 90s.
What are we calling this vacuum cleaner then? We've had some more suggestions. Ben's come up with three of them on Twitter. He's come up with a really good one here. Jarvis Sucker. I like that one. And he said with a golf on, how about Flory McIlroy? Also a very good one. And he said with a tennis on, how about Vak Djokovic? It was funny because when he was doing the Australian Open and he wasn't allowed in because he didn't have his vaccine, they were calling him in the Australian press Novak Djokovic. I thought that was a very good one. Now, the Half Moon Putney have commented. I don't know whether this is rude or not. I'm going to say it out anyway, just on the basis that I don't get it if it is rude. But it sounds like something that ought to be rude. It's called Vacuuma Maclata. I don't really get it, but they've put it, so I've said it. Right, 30 years now. It's 30 years since Cast released Fine Time. And if you like a bit of Cast, you can, of course, see them supporting Oasis at the moment. But there's also a much more intimate evening, because it's called An Intimate Evening with singer-songwriter John Power. And it starts on the 12th of March, 26 in Stamford. It goes Kidderminster, Nottingham, Worthing, Morecambe, Isle of Man, indeed. Bilston, Frome, Swansea, Brecon, Bridgewater, Barnstable, Scunthorpe, Bakewell, Stockton, Worcester, Weston-super-Mare, Axminster, Salisbury, Much Wenlock. Do you know what? There's a load of them. I'm not going to read them all out. It finishes on the 10th of May in Whitley Bay. There's loads. He's going literally everywhere. If he's not going within 20 minutes of your house, I'd ask for your money back. But it's a good chance to play this. 30 years since they released Fine Time.
You gotta let it out if you wanna let it in. You gotta let a lady bring the love in and make it all begin. You gotta let the right time, the right time and make a change. Cause it's a fine time to pick the right time and make a change. So when you're gonna learn that it takes all sorts, don't you think I'd like to be a little drab if we had the same thoughts? Cause you're taking all the good, but you're leaving with the bad. And if you don't make a change pretty soon, there won't be nothing coming back. You gotta look fine time, the right time and make a change. Cause it's a fine time, the right time and make a change. I do believe you read the verse. You better let it out if you wanna let it in. You better let a little bit of love in it and make it all begin. You gotta find time, the right time to make a change. You better find time, the right time to make a change. I do believe you read the verse. I do believe you wrote the words.
You've been busy on the messages tonight. Maynard's in America on the vacuum cleaners. He's put Don't Look Back in Anger and Just When You're Thinking Things Hoover. Both of which, well, I haven't played Don't Look Back in Anger, but I think the other one we played. Did we play that one earlier? Pretty sure we did. And then we've had a message from Mark, and Mark is talking about his funeral songs, and he says he was beaten to it by the Verve. He also had Bittersweet Symphony and Sonnet, and he's put a few down here to choose from. You're not going to get all of these played at your funeral, Mark. Who do you think you are? But he's put Oasis, he's put Up in the Sky, Live Forever, Cast No Shadow, and Don't Look Back in Anger, Pulp, Something Changed, Supergrass, Sun Hits the Sky, and because he's a little older and might have reached his funeral before the rest of us, he's also put New Order, Temptation, and Prefab Sprout, the King of Rock and Roll. You're only going to get one of those, I'm afraid.
Hits from the 1990s.
Maybe I don't really want to soaks you to the bone. Maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live, but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe. Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We see things I'll never see. You and I are gonna live forever. I said maybe I don't really wanna know.
The irony of playing that at a funeral. We're at the end of the show, though, and I'm going to end one with a little nod to our American friends, because let's not forget that Cooler Shaker are doing a US headline show in 2025. 16th of September, they're doing Chicago, Toronto, Montreal, Boston, 22nd of September in New York. That's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, see you on the flip side.
Time out.